This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, listening in as you're trying to figure out where to go and what to do, you found the right place for an exposure to all kinds of things. All thoughts are okay here. All images are okay. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air with the DJV experience. Imagine a world where you could only say what everybody else approved of. Was it yesterday or the day before I was talking about this book and an overview of the tyrants through the ages and what they all depend on, having violence and militarism and things shutting down the ability to say what you think? So I think about that in terms of what we have here and how it is. There are some things that people might say that are offensive, but yet you either have it or you don't. You have to, if in fact, and this is what I think is becoming a danger in our society, if we want to be able to say things that others don't agree with, then doesn't it stand to reason that we have to tolerate and accept others saying whatever they want to say as well? It may be offensive, yep. Maybe against our beliefs, yep, that too. But they have to be included, because who's to say what is offensive? This was back to the conversation. I got a note from somebody that took me apart because I said the FCC, when they go after stations for supposed offensive broadcasting, what was the example? We had some TV show, they got 36 complaints.
The Mick, right?
Yeah, The Mick, yeah. Right, okay. So this person was reacting, and so I'm reacting to that. There are no community standards for what's offensive, because nobody can agree on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, just...
Sure. It seems like, except for the seven words or whatever.
Right.
That's
right.
Kind
and
of
that even is in question, because on cable TV, there's plenty of use of the seven words.
Yeah, or on streaming.
HBO or NAP, I mean, some of the Amazon stuff. So,
yeah.
I think it's important for us all to defend... We defend our free speech. I tell you all the time how much respect I have for the unique perspectives that Jennifer has and Victoria has and Kara has, and I do too. I've had a lot of weird things come out of my mouth over a lot of years in broadcasting.
That almost sounds like you can't control that, the way you said it.
I think sometimes
Victoria, he cannot.
Yeah, I think I sometimes get off on stuff it's like automatic writing. You open your mouth
easy.
And whatever comes out automatically, that's what's there. But I'll be damned if I'm going to silence other people. I find some people's comments disgusting about things,
mm-hmm.
and offensive and horrible. But either you have it or you don't have it. You got free speech or you don't. There is no middle ground. None. You say that there ought to be some limits? No, because then there is no freedom.
Mm-hmm.
None. Zero. So I say that just as sort of I'm getting more and more reaction, and I like it, thank you, to things that I'm saying on the air. I've been saying things on the air for a long time. It's funny. It's sort of like hills and valleys, up and down, as to when people pay attention to what you're saying and then react to it one way or another. And maybe that's the state we find ourselves in our country, because there are so many people who want to shut down what others are saying, even if they don't want to have their speech shut down, because what they say is right and the other people are wrong. They have no business saying those things. Bull crap. They have every bit as much right to say what they want. And somebody will send me to take a shot at me for saying bull crap.
Oh, no.
All right. Speaking
I just had this vision of Doug sitting there with, like, both fists up in the air like a little leprechaun.
Yeah!
Like,
yeah.
That'll show him.
Yeah! Right.
Settle so down, Popeye.
Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Victoria would have
died. I'm sorry.
Wait, why is this working right?
Darn it. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's not working. I
maybe
guess we'll have to move
on
to something
man.
Else.
I live in a garbage can. I eat all my spinach.
There we go. There's Miles.
To the I was going to get Miles to record something else, but I didn't get to it this past weekend. This day is marked by yet another airline incident, ladies and gentlemen.
Another one?
JetBlue booted a couple off of a plane with their three children because their one-year-old was kicking the seat.
Good.
In front of another passenger.
I'm all for it. Buh-bye.
God, how much space is between the seats now if a one-year-old can kick the seats?
Well, here's what it wasn't so much what the child was doing. It was their reaction to being told not to do it. I've had this happen, haven't we all?
Yeah.
Some little crumb grabber in the seat behind you is pushing the seat or whatever. Hey, mommy, hey, hey. So I remember turning around once and saying, I was very nice, please don't do that. And then,
or I'm going to throw your kid out the window.
But I was nice about it.
Well, that was about the third time, I think. Mandy Ifra and her husband Tamir and their young daughters were buckled up, ready to take off for Fort Lauderdale to a wedding. Flight was 40 minutes late. Kids were cranky. My baby was sitting in my lap. She is about to have a bottle, kick the lady in front of us. Lady huffed and buffed. She got up and said, you should hold your baby's feet. I said, she's a baby. This is the mother talking. What would you like me to do? I'm sorry, I'm trying my best to control the situation. So the flyer moved to another seat. And so that appeared to be the end of the matter. Well, not so fast there, Fred. A supervisor who came on was told by her supervisor to get the family off the plane. And so that's what they did. And then when when the husband said, what do I do about getting my money back? The lady said, call 800-JETBLUE. That's a great way to figure it out. So I can put myself in that situation. 1-year-old kid, everybody's cranky, yada, yada, yada. But then the parents get upset, apparently. There are all kinds of things now that are being used to throw people off planes, all kinds of excuses and rules and stuff. And so the JetBlue, and there's a video and audio of this, by the way. The JetBlue flight attendant said to the captain that these people were belligerent. And then JetBlue has had lots of hateful comments on their website.
I'm going to stand up and applaud JetBlue because here's the thing. I have empathy for parents that are trying with it, you know, trying to travel with their kids. But you can, especially if your child is sitting on your lap, you can assure that they are not going to be kicking the seat. If they're little, you turn them sideways. If they're old enough, like 2, to not do something, you tell them not to do something. How ridiculous to put someone else in, you know, in an uncomfortable situation because your kid is going crazy. I mean, it's not like a crying baby here. This is like some kind of annoying behavior. I think we should kick all kids off the flight who hit their seats.
Well, there must have been more to it.
I think Jen just wants to kick all kids off of
flight. No, I love children, and believe me, I'm all about flying with kids. I don't mind a crying baby, but that wham, 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 that can be controlled.
Well, so they get thrown off of the flight.
They must have been really
their bags,
rude.
This is what I don't understand. Their bags stayed on the plane and were flown to the destination.
Sure,
and then,
it's too late.
Right. Well, but once you are taken off a plane, the federal rules are very clear.
That's true.
If you're off the plane, then your luggage comes off that plane. And somehow that didn't happen. So these people, their bags have gone back and forth from New York to Florida twice. Because they can't find her. JetBlue is trying to figure out where they are. They had to stay overnight. They shelled out $2,000 for tickets on another airline. JetBlue has barred them from ever flying with them again.
Wow. So they must have been really rude. I mean, it must just be more than that. They must have responded in a bad way.
Yeah. They look for an apology from JetBlue, and now they say they're going to sue them for defamation of character because JetBlue or somebody someplace on Facebook said they were scum pieces of SH you-know-what and that they ought to leave the country. I don't think that came from JetBlue. It came from somebody else who was on the
I doubt that was
plane.
From JetBlue.
It didn't come from JetBlue. Normally JetBlue doesn't have too much of a... of a problem.
I know, that's why I tend to believe them in this.
Yeah, I'm assuming somebody has video or they have other witnesses in the situation, though. So if it's really the passenger's fault, then I think JetBlue will be fine.
Yeah. All right, here's a flight attendant revealing the most irritating drinks, the request for various drinks to be mixed. I didn't know that. I didn't think that the flight attendants could mix their drinks. They're not... bartenders. Are they, can they do that?
Oh, yeah. You
I had some mimosas that were mixed.
Really?
For me.
But on the plane on your way to your honeymoon?
Mexico. Yep.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear, Victoria is married now.
Victoria no one Aquinas. Cares.
I think people care.
All right. So anyway, this flight attendant says that drinks taste differently in a pressurized cabin. Is that true? I don't drink, so have you
noticed? I don't know. The wine I drink in an airplane tastes just like the wine I drink on the ground.
Really?
You know, I was reading a story, too, about how it just came out that you're not supposed to eat on airplanes. I think these are stories put out by the flight attendants who don't want to serve food and who don't want to make drinks. They're like, oh, that's terrible for you. Just ignore it.
Could be.
I eat a lot of stuff on planes.
They say it's really bad for you. It's better just to starve and then eat when you get there because your body shuts down and can't digest it.
Really?
But
I had asparagus. Let's see, what I have the other day? I had some, noodles, asparagus, a salad, shrimp, and the most important thing was the ice cream sundae.
American.
Yep. Okay, let's see here. The thing that annoys, other than the drinks that people ask for, this flight attendant said, who's writing a book apparently about her experiences, Corrine Spring is her name. She says, leaving rubbish in the seat, trying to talk to them when they have their headphones on. I mean, think about that for a second. How do you talk to, have you ever tried, never mind on the plane, but how do you talk to anybody if you got a set of headsets on? I can only talk to you because I have headsets on. That's how we communicate because that's how the technology works. But if I was sitting in your office, Jennifer, and I had headphones on and I was trying to talk to you, how would that happen? You can't do that. And that's one of the things that this lady says annoys her. Also, she says the worst thing ever is to see people walking around the plane barefoot. They have
no idea
how horribly gross. Don't walk around the plane, she says.
Well, the floor is already gross, and then I'm sure it only gets more gross with people walking around with their grody foot fungus. Ugh.
20 past the hour.
Oh, my goodness. I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning. Oh.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity. Theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Of everybody's names, the Maxters. I love the way this song flows. A Jude Fleetwood Mac. Crank this up, Jerry. 24 after on Daily Experience. Fleetwood Mac honored at the Music Here's Person of the Year tribute. Set for, we're already talking about late.
I know, right?
Thanks, January. Hello. The two-time Grammy-winning band being honored in recognition of their significant creative accomplishments and their longtime support of a number of causes, including Music Cares, which offers health and human services to the music industry. Proceeds from the benefit gala, which will be held at Radio City Music Hall during a couple of nights before the Grammy Awards, will provide support for Music Cares. This marks the first time a band has been recognized. Mick Fleetwood on behalf of the band. I get a kick out of this. The other day I was looking at the real estate section of the LA Times, Jen.
Uh-huh.
And there was, they're always highlighting whose famous homes are for sale. You know, this person's
right.
House is for sale. And Mick Fleetwood lived not far from where I used to have a house in Santa Monica. And his house was up for sale for $2.9 million, which must be a fairly small home. Because he just bought another one in the same neighborhood for $6.8 million. Because he's doing more work at home now. And he figures, like, needs a little bit more room.
Got to upgrade.
Upgrade, yes. Mick Fleetwood said, quote, not about selling his house, but about the honor. It's a tremendous honor to be the first band to get this Person of the Year award. So they should call it the Persons of the Year award. Independently and together, we all set off on a journey to spend our lives as artists, songwriters, and musicians. None of us did it alone. And there were plenty of helping hands along the way. So we applaud and celebrate Music Cares guiding principles of giving musicians a helping hand and a place to turn in times of need. We're appreciative of this recognition. Isn't there something that the actors, they have the Actors Home, and isn't there some charity that's pretty much the same as Music Cares for Actors? Do I remember
think
that?
There, I think you're right. I think there is. Isn't it like kind of like an old folks home for actors?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Music Cares does a lot with musicians, you know, you think of people in the music industry and you think, you know, the stars.
Yeah.
People who are working session musicians.
Yeah, working stiffs.
You know, right. Yeah, yeah, I mean, they do a lot of great work protecting them in times of, you know, need and
right.
health issues and things like that.
All right, next up, musically, a focus on Blake Shelton, who's collaborating with the Oak Ridge Boys. This is an animated video. Doing it to country songs. Turned into a music video. What's the story of the song, Jen Jen?
It's just a great song. Doing it to country songs. I've been following this a little bit. And the Oak Ridge Boys are classic country,
yep.
which Blake doesn't, no matter how current he becomes, he always remembers that old country route and the old country stuff that brought him into the business. So listen to that.
So
that
this
Oak Ridge
video,
Boy, I mean, come on.
That's very
that
good.
Growl, I love
very
it.
Very good. So the video features a number of woodland critters hanging out with Blake Shelton, who is Blake's alter ego. Let's see here, is a stag. Oak Ridge Boys portray raccoons, squirrels, and frogs. And there are flirtatious possums, apparently, in this animated video, and a four-wheeling rabbit.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
So fun.
Let's see here. Shelton teased the video saying on Twitter, "Well, looks like y'all get to meet my cartoon counterpart." Shelton earned the 24th number one song with the hit called If I'm Honest. Is that the song? Yeah.
That's the album.
Oh, that
it's
song
honest.
Is every time I hear that song.
Yeah.
Right.
He's so, like a hit maker. He's just a machine.
Yeah.
28
yeah,
after.
Days, for sure.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you may be harming your pet and don't even know it. Take a look at his toenails. Are they too long? Do you hear their clicking sound when your pet walks across a tile or wood floor? If the answer is yes, then you're putting your pet at risk. Unclipped nails can cause lameness, aggravate arthritis, and hip dysplasia because your pet's weight is not properly distributed on his paws. And you can't depend on that once a year trip to the vet to do the job. And if you can't afford to go to the groomer every couple of weeks or the vet, perhaps you should do it yourself. Buy a clipper designed for your type of pet. There are clippers designed specifically for cats and some for dogs. Adjust your pet to having his feet touched. Don't use the clipper. Just start massaging his feet and touching his feet and give him a treat afterwards. Then what I suggest you do is show him the nail clipper every day, but in a positive experience around his food dish just before you give him a treat so there's a positive association with it. And then look at his nails. If they're dark in color, just clip the tip, wait a couple of weeks and clip a little bit more. If they're lighter in color, you can see where that vein is and clip to that point. I'm Warren Eckstein.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here we are on the Good Shift DJV. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schilling, at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can follow us on Instagram, seeing and hearing and feeling our experiences with your experiences, because we're all in the same boat. We are here together on this little ball floating through space day after day. I was out on the tractor last night until dark, and I was mowing a hay field, and watching the sunset. As the sun was going down, I was thinking, every once in a while, I remember what my father told me when I was a kid, never look directly into the sun, because it'll burn your eyes. And I thought, my God, Dad, it's 93 million miles away. But have you ever tried to look directly at the sun? 93 million miles away or not, you can't do it. Even yeah, if that
not
is
a good
like,
idea.
This was like 7:30, and the power of the sun. And then I began, as I often do, meditation time on the tractor. I'm mowing and I'm thinking, I'm looking at the sky.
Tractor time meditation.
Yeah, really, that's kind of where I am. And I start thinking about all these things that we have to be thankful for, what a beautiful planet we have, even if we are kind of messing it up, and our bodies and we're messing them up. But we have our mind, and we have our body, our flesh, our blood, our bones, our brains, our hearts, our lungs. These are all sort of paddles, the tools that we have to move us through the world. And it's kind of cool when you contemplate things like that. I know you all laugh at me because I get it is meditation time for me. And I sort of smile to myself. I think about, you know, the blessing I have. You've seen some of the pictures that got posted at Facebook of me with my grandson, Miles. There's a picture that was posted of three generations of us, me being silly with Brendan, my son, and Miles, my grandson. And you look at those, that's the kind of stuff that you think about. There's a certain metaphor that comes with all of us. Jennifer, you have it in your life, and Victoria, you have it in your life, and Kara, you certainly do. We all have tools of experience that we have that we bring with us through life. And our experiences, I think, act as metaphors for what is going on. The looking at the sun and not being able to, really. And then I started thinking, all I could think of was Third Rock from the Sun and then Mars. For some reason or another, I'm looking at the sun and thinking of that show, and here we are, and then there's Mars that's the next planet out, and how insignificant really this we are, and the planet is, and the solar system is, and even this galaxy, when you get right down to it, one of the smallest in existence. It's just amazing how it all sometimes is, we confront it all. Maybe that's why people drink, because they can't.
That's certainly what I do.
All right, some good news today on the economy. Again, economy moving along. The stock market is soaring. There have been up and down days for sure. But if you look at, there's much more. If you look at the last, let's see, what did I do here? I went back to 2014 and looked at this time of year, 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017. The retail communities are seeing less growth. Prices are going up very, very slowly because the impact of what you can buy online versus what you can get offline at retail stores, the retailers are becoming more conscious. Their markups are less, and more people are just buying. I find that interesting. And the other thing that I believe is affecting the economy, you ladies, tell me whether you agree with this or not. The administration has either withdrawn or delayed 860 proposed regulations in its first months of office. And this overhaul has helped economic growth. I can speak to the farm. I can't speak to radio, because radio, the two businesses that I'm in, they're a whole, is like a different kettle of fish. Most of us, Jennifer runs a broadcasting company. I'm running my broadcast company. Her father and I have been friends because we've gone through the same experiences, the two of us together, over the years, and we've had the same ups and downs. This is a tough time to be in broadcasting, whether it's radio or television, because there's so much competition in radio. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. Television, same thing. We're on the farm anyway. I'm affected by a lot of regulations that ought not to be there. So I'm cheering on the reduction or the withdrawing of a lot of regulations. And a lot of people in business feel the same way, and that's the reason for the improvement. So it's not on, the point I'm trying to make here, I hope I'm not being too awkward in making it, is that the reason the economy, in my opinion, is soaring or doing well is because people feel that are making things, that they can make things differently or better, or they take out the costs for over-regulation, which in the case of the farm, I know from my experience, we figured one year that 14 to 15% of the expenses were dealing with regulatory either rules, regulations, or the people that try to enforce them. That's a lot of money out of the bottom line. And so that may, you know, and then those of you who say, well, we need those, or we have to have government watchdogs. Yeah, we do, to a certain extent. But when you realize in agriculture, this is what I see, and so do other farmers. The irregularity of the way the government, for example, a friend of mine is a cattle dealer, and he was cited last week by the FDA.
It's Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah. No, but thank you. This fellow was cited last week by the FDA for shipping a cow who had antibiotics. This is a real big no-no. So
you can't ship cows that are on medication? Is that what it is?
No, okay. You cannot. So many times, I remember this over my years of ownership. I probably owned over the years 4,000 or 5,000 cows. And there have been occasions, but it's been a long time, when a cow would be sick or you're trying to make her better and you give her a shot of things and it just doesn't work. So in my case, I put the cow to sleep. But in others, if it didn't work, they'd ship them to a place to have the cow slaughtered. And it used to be okay to do that. Nobody was the wiser. But right. Then with new regulations, you know, they, for whatever the reason, and I suppose it's, I don't want to eat. Oh, I don't eat meat. But I wouldn't want to eat meat that was loaded with all kinds of medications, would you?
No.
I wouldn't want to be
eating
things. Yeah. So that's kind of the way. But they chase this guy around. And the way the system works is when you send him to the stockyard, the government has somebody there and they stick a tattoo on the cow to identify for government purposes where the cow came from, et cetera, et cetera. Well, these tags fall off in the yard all the time, and they pick them up and they just stick them on any cow that's there. So this guy, he's a big cattle dealer, and he knows better than to do something like that. And yet the FDA maintains that he shipped a cow, and he says no, and you can't prove, and they can't. They cannot prove that it was his cow, but they keep saying it was his cow, and they've spent now 2 weeks, three people on the case doing nothing else but trying to prove that this guy shipped a cow that had medicine in it. I mean, think about that. Three people from the FDA for 2 weeks have been following one cow. Does that make any sense to anybody?
No.
No. It doesn't make any sense. But that's the kind of stuff. So he's had to have one man on this for 2 weeks working with the FDA to go through the records and look at the cows that are now in his yard and all this other stuff. And so with the point I'm making, the relief from some of this foolish regulation will free up that guy to do something else with his man that's more productive and therefore a better way for him to make money. And I know I always come up with these examples from the farm, but that's what I know the best. So it's just, I think that's one of the reasons, frankly, that things are better in the economy. That's my opinion. Ladies, would you like to express an opinion on the changing or re-regulating or delaying a lot of regulations, government regulations? Good
no,
idea?
I think relieving some regulation is always good for business. I think the priority from the top down, I mean, one of the Trump effects has been economic optimism in the country, whether you like him or not. And I think making it, this week is his Made in America week. I think promoting industry to start making products here, hiring people that are from here. I mean, I read a statistic over the weekend in the LA Times that 47% of like the highest level technology workers, science and math, the STEM jobs, go to in California. California, go to foreign-born people, and that's it has to be because it's cheaper to bring in someone else than to use American workers who can do the same job. And so I think, refocusing a bit is not going to hurt our country at all.
Nope. Victoria, opinion?
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, with the STEM jobs, there is part of the problem is that there really aren't a lot of Americans who are trained in those fields, and it's just been more of a focus in Europe and in Asia. So I think I hope we catch up.
Yep. All right, Kara, you got 2 cents?
I have 2 cents. I wish I had more than 2 cents. No, I agree. I don't have that much of an opinion on it.
All right, let's get some sports news here so that we can really get our focus on what's important to the world. Jennifer being, every time I say this, Victoria gives me a proverbial kick in the pants because I always say that Jennifer is the big hockey fan when, in fact, Victoria is a big hockey fan as well.
But you have to let Victoria go first because she's been dying to tell you this story for days and days.
What about Julian Edelman?
That's it. So I don't want to rob her of that glory.
All right.
Thank you, Jen. That's very sweet. Well, of course, Julian Edelman, we know him from the New England Patriots long before he had two Super Bowl rings.
Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. All I heard from the two of you when this thing first came up was how hot this guy is.
Well, he
and
is.
Especially when you take off his helmet.
Oh, yeah. Well, when he took off the beard. Yes. And yes, without the helmet and now he has no beard, he's definitely hot.
Really? Okay.
Well, I mean, look, the Patriots are not a bad-looking team, if you think about it.
No. Hello, Gronk. Hello, Brady.
Hello, the backup
ladies
quarterback.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe this sexist talk from these women?
About time we get some on our side of the game.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, of course, before Julian Edelman made, which is now regarded as one of the most memorable catches in NFL history, he was just a college kid like everybody else and hoping to be in the NFL one day. Back in 2005-2006, he was at the College of San Mateo in California, and he apparently had an English teacher who didn't think he was going to make it to the NFL and was pretty vocal about it. And oddly enough, after all these years, Julian tweeted a picture the other day of an apology letter that his professor wrote him. And it's really interesting. The professor said, we don't know if it's a male or a female, but he said, dear Jules, I'm not sure you'll remember me. I was your teacher for English Class 100 at CSM in the spring of 2006. I've been wanting to write to you for what seems like 1,000 years to apologize to you for a flippant comment I made to you that semester. You may not even remember it, but I felt bad about it for years. You had made a comment about going to the league, meaning football, NFL, and this person said, I said something about setting realistic goals and about how few people successfully enter the ranks of professional athletes. Blah, blah, blah.
He's not wrong.
And we don't know if this is a he or she again, but this person said, I don't think it fazed you, frankly, but whenever I think back on it, I feel terrible. Not because you proved me wrong, but because I stupidly voiced an uneducated opinion that implied I had disdain for your passion for the game. Again, I doubt you've even thought about it twice, but even so, I'm sorry for wedging my foot so firmly in my mouth that day.
Good. Okay. All right, Jen. The update on the Predators and their fans.
Yeah, the Predators are getting it together. You know, they were in the run for the Stanley Cup. They made their first trip, actually, ever as a team to the Stanley Cup Finals this year, and there was a lot of excitement amongst Predator fans about the playoff run. Tickets were really hard to come by, but the team did hold a Stanley Cup ticket promotion with the convenience store twice daily. Now, nobody ever wins those things, or at least that's what you think, right? Well, Andrew Fudge... It's a great name. Let me tell you about him. He's a fan from Clarksville, Tennessee. He entered the contest back in June and completely forgot to check his Twitter account. He didn't open the app again until July 17th, well after the Stanley Cup had ended. But he was greeted to this direct message from the Predators' official account. Congratulations! You've won 2 Stanley Cup final tickets to Sunday night's game, followed by instructions on where to pick them up at the arena. Now, after discovering he won a month too late, Andrew tweeted, @NHL, can I go die now? Just found this since I don't check Twitter often. Quote, I kind of shot myself in the foot on that one. I didn't even think anything about it. Then Monday I woke up to clear out all my emails and thought, I might as well clear up all these Twitter notifications too. And there it was. And when the Predators heard about this, the team worked to give this story a bit of a happier ending. They actually reached out to Andrew Fudge and offered him free tickets to next season's home opener. So great PR move. And as I was telling Victoria off the year, you know what, when the front office has it together like this and is responsible, that means the team is strong through and through, and so the Preds no doubt will have a successful season.
All right, girls, thank you, and ladies as well. 50 minutes past the hour.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To post some thoughts about medicine as we continue our focus. One of the important things on this program is to make sure we keep your health in check. And here to help us in service of that direction is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's brought to us in his appearances here by the folks that help you beat the odds, the folks at Super Beats. Ken will tell you how to harness the power of beats in your life to transform your health. In a few moments, first our focus on Senator John McCain. What sort of problem does this brain tumor, what kind of a tumor is it, and what's the prognosis, Ken?
Doug, this may be his biggest fight. Last Friday, Senator McCain underwent surgery to remove a blood clot above his left eye. Lab results from the surgery, Doug, confirmed the presence of glioblastoma associated with the blood clot. So what's glioblastoma? Well, it's the common and most aggressive cancer originating in the brain. Glioblastoma originates in the supportive cells of the brain. It's 2% of all cancers. It's the same cancer that killed Ted Kennedy and Vice President Biden's son, Beau. Glioblastoma is treated initially with surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. And Duke, my old alma mater, where I was an intern and resident, has developed a vaccine which is currently experimental, using the immune system to selectively attack the tumor. And there are some experimental electrical stimulating devices that are also used in studies right now. The average life expectancy after diagnosis is about 14 to 15 months, but on rare occasions, you do have 2, 5, and 10-year survivors. Senator McCain, he's a fighter.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of... what I find more interesting, and I didn't know, you just told us something that I think most people don't know, is the same thing that got Kennedy. So one wonders, and the two of them were very close friends, very close friends. So one wonders if there isn't something in the water. I say that euphemistically, but is there something in the Capitol building? Is there something in Washington that
Before you start going too far down that road, importantly in McCain's medical history is he has melanoma. He was treated for melanoma. And often when you have a cancer like that, there may be other associated issues. So that I think it's more related to his prior medical history.
Yeah. Okay. But it's a thought that would go through people's minds no matter what.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So the next item of interest that's online, this is medical sort of, but there's politics involved in it, the repair of or repealing or replacing whatever the heck's going on with the Affordable Health Care Act. Now it seems to be in no man's land. What do we do? What are people, when they come to your office for care, are you confused because you don't seem to know what you're going to get back in reimbursements because of this? So what are you?
Well, I wish I could be as clear about post-Obamacare, the future, as I was about glioblastoma. The issues with living with Obamacare currently is there were not 50 senators who could come to a consensus to replace Obamacare, nor probably to repeal Obamacare. Doug, Obamacare converts health insurance to a government utility. It's designed to fail, so we beg for a single-payer system.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer a more free market competition. You know, you get a more...
You mean among doctors?
Well, among insurance.
That are, would you compete? Would you like to have somebody set up in your town a competing clinic to you?
Well, that already exists, but what really doesn't exist is competition for buying health insurance. In most counties, you have one, maybe two, if you're really lucky, three. Why shouldn't there be? Have you gotten a mortgage lately? You go to LendingTree, and all these banks compete for your business.
Right.
Why shouldn't there be something like that? You go to these travel websites, and everybody's competing for you, and that does not exist for health insurance.
All right. Food for thought for sure. All right, let's spend a minute talking about how your immune system can be enhanced by using Super Beets.
Absolutely. Super Beets is based on our body's needs to continuously make nitric oxide. This is the third important gas, Nobel Prize winning discovery, that's used to open up the blood cells. There's 60,000 miles of highways to navigate for the red blood cells of circulation. These circulatory paths need to open up. Nitric oxide sprayed on them opens them up, and the body needs to continuously make the nitric oxide. It needs the building blocks. Neo-40 is the way to get your nitric oxide level up. Test it with their test strips, and then Super Beets is a way to get a big boost instead of those caffeinated beverages.
All right. So the way for you to protect yourself is to get on the Super Beets bandwagon. You can do that by calling 800-655-4183 and get a free 30-day.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.